How then can the House refuse its belief to the multiplied testimonies before the Privy Council of the savage treatment of the Negroes in the Middle Passage? Nay, indeed, what need is there of any evidence? The number of deaths speaks for itself, and makes all such inquiry superfluous. As soon as ever I had arrived thus far in my investigation of the slave trade, I confess to you, sir, so enormous, so dreadful, so irremediable did its wickedness appear, that my own mind was completely made up for the abolition. A trade founded in iniquity and carried on as this was must be abolished. Let the policy be what it might, let the consequences be what they would. I from this time determined that I would never rest till I had effected its abolition.